All state and city University of New York students will have to get a COVID-19 vaccination if they want to enroll in the fall semester. Karen DeWitt reports on Governor Cuomo's latest inoculation message.
Cuomo says the SUNY and CUNY boards will vote to enact the requirement at their next meetings.
You're a young person. You go to a SUNY school, State University of New York, City University of New York. You must have a vaccine to come back in September. If you must have a vaccine, get it now, if you have to get it anyway.
Cuomo's encouraging private colleges and universities to also require the vaccine. Just 1 week ago, the governor said he could not legally mandate that anyone in the state receive a dose. That's because the three vaccines now in use in the United States, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, have been authorized for emergency use only under the FDA's Emergency Authorization Act. Full approval could take several months. Cuomo says he hopes the vaccines are fully authorized by September. The new requirement comes as the state's vaccination rate has slowed. Cuomo attributes part of that lag to younger people who are not making it a priority to receive their doses. The governor says early on in the pandemic, health officials emphasized the dangers of the virus for older people, and younger people may have received the message that they were not as much at risk for severe illness or death. He says for the first few months of vaccine distribution, only older people were eligible.
If older people need it first, I'm younger, it means I don't need it. I think that was the implicit inverse message. This is an old people problem. It's not me. I'm young.
The governor says another vaccine obstacle has emerged. He says some summer camps are banning campers and staff who have been vaccinated. Cuomo says he's going to propose a law that says no one can discriminate against a person who has received a vaccine. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.